What actually was behind the creation of Edna? What was sort of the impetus behind this one?
So if additional findings are to be offered in Australia, currently people need to see a genetic counsellor for an appointment of about an hour long. Now, some people are going to already know how they feel about genetic analysis and additional findings analysis. Some people are just going to have some simple questions, and some people have got quite complex needs. Currently, our genetic counsellors are seeing all those people, and there is a burden on the workforce to provide that service. So we thought if we could develop a chatbot that answered some of the generic questions and provided some of the information for those first two groups, that would free up the genetic counsellors to deal with the people who have complex issues. It also frees up the genetic counselling, the one-hour session, to discuss those issues rather than spending most of the session on generic questions.
So what are some of the issues that genetic counsellors are generally dealing with, or those that need to consult with genetic counsellors are generally dealing with?
So for additional findings, the genetic counsellors discuss what additional findings are and which genes are reported on, or which variants in the genes are reported on. They talk about the implications of additional findings analysis for things like insurance, for family members, and they also collect family history. They spend quite a bit of the consultation in taking the family history of the patient in front of them. So they're the main things that they spend. And then obviously they go into, for each individual patient, they'll go into details for that person's specific genetic history.
So how does the chatbot actually operate?
So it's delivered through a mobile device, either a smartphone or a tablet, and you can interact either through speech, through text, or she has interactive buttons. So it might come up if you ask about what a particular genetic condition is, say you might ask what Rett syndrome is, then she'll bring up a screen that says, here's my program's information, and there are interactive buttons for description, cause, frequency, patterns, and synonyms, and you can click on any one of those to get more information about it. So three ways of communicating with the chatbot.
And just how difficult was it sort of creating these kind of capabilities on what is a fairly technical area? I mean, bringing that very technical area down to essentially a layman's sort of point of view.
Yeah, so it was really tricky, and some of the particularly for family history. So nobody ever says my grandmother died of bowel cancer in 1987. They say things like Nan smoked like a chimney, and she eventually died, and she had problems with the bowels. So we had to look at synonyms for and colloquial terms for relatives and also for medical conditions. So we did that by we linked to databases like the Genetic Home Reference and the Human Phenotype Ontology, so Edna can go off in her brain and find that information and pull it back out. And we programmed as many different colloquial terms for relatives as we could find. And that's ongoing because there's always going to be more. So those are the sorts of things that we add in over time.
Were there any other sort of, hurdles to overcome in the creation of Edna?
Well, there was one that was a little bit interesting. So nobody ever uses the chatbot the way you think that they're going to use them. So we had one of our people that were testing it for us. Rather than asking about genetic conditions, this particular user said, "Edna, do you like cats?" And Edna said, "I do not." And the user said, "Do you like dogs?" And Edna said, "I do not." And the user said, "Do you like me?" And Edna said, "I do not." So we had to go back, and I had to say to the software developer, "You know what? I don't care if Edna doesn't like cats, and I don't care if Edna doesn't like dogs, but she absolutely has to like the user." And so now if somebody, for whatever reason, would ask Edna, "Do you like me?" Edna will say, "Of course I do." So these are the things that these are some of the examples of things that you just can't expect. You do not expect that somebody is going to use a chatbot in that manner. So we can't program for every conceivable utterance from a human, but we can try. And that's why you need extensive testing. And Edna's currently being trialled with patients, with genetic counsellors, and with students who are studying either to be a genetic counsellor or studying genomic medicine, as they'll be the ones that are, you know, most likely to use her going on in the future.
Kind of reminds me, I think it's an Albert Einstein quote, if you create an idiot-proof system, the universe will create a bigger and better idiot, not to offend too many of the users there. It sounds like some really... fascinating research, Donna. Thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one.
Thank you so much for having me.